Hi. Thanks for coming out tonight. So, Jimmy witnessed and experienced a lot of violence in his life, in the service, working as a homicide detective, going to Catholic school, and dealing with nuns. But I only knew Jimmy in the last 15, 18 years of his life, I guess. And one of the things, one, there were many things about Jimmy that impressed me, and I really respected him for it. But one of the major things was all that violence. He was able to take it and transform it into art, whether it was working with kids and boxing, which is definitely an art form, or his poetry. He was able to take all of that and to make it into this other thing. And this other thing he was convinced could end the violence, or at least cushion it, or cushion us against it. And that seems to me a very fragile belief, maybe from my perspective, not from Jimmy's, but certainly from my perspective, and the strength and courage it would take to maintain that belief for as long as Jimmy did. Will always impress me. So I'm going to read two of his poems, if I can see them. This is called Agony of Carrying a Blue Jug. Soon we will be in war with Korea. We've been in war with Korea for over 60 years. My guess, it has a lot to do with lies. Nothing to do with oil or rice or how we have fucked their women. I believe it has all come down to which lie was told and which lie believed, and which lie will become fact. I hate war. Maybe it's because it's always so close to our own deaths. Maybe pride. Just maybe we kill for pride. It's raining in Pittsburgh. I'm tired, and I'm not tired. I carry sadness around like a large blue jug. There's a blue jug on my head, and my head hurts. My neck becomes tired, and my legs hurt. I wish I could put the blue jug down, but the gods placed it there. Often I hear screams coming from inside the blue jug. It sounds like agony, but I'm afraid to look. Who really wants to look at agony? I've seen it on the faces of the hopeless and those who have fallen out of love. Agony is sad, much like war. I wish I could blame the Irish or Italians. Russians, Greeks, Canadians, Mexicans, Jews, Arabs, Egyptians, or even if I could blame the rotten kid down the street. Every street has at least one rotten kid, one that would set a cat on fire, a kid that can only be loved by his mother, who sleeps late and steals. I sometimes think the rotten kids are the ones that cause wars. I think they hide their rotten ways in tailor-fitted suits. I think they sometimes wear vests and hide their bloat. Men in suits that love the sound of rifles being fired and love to strut around with ribbons puffed on their chest. Some men love the sound of drums, mostly because it reminds them of artillery shells being fired. I love the sound of drums because it makes me swing my big ass to the rumba of soul. I love to watch women swing their big asses to the rumba of soul. If men would do more rumba, there would be less war. Many innocent people get killed when there's war. They are always forgotten. It's as if their voices didn't matter much. I think the gods put their souls in the blue jug on my head, and I can hear their agony. I'm tired now. And I'm going to sleep. I'll place the blue jug down and dream. And dream. This is called Neda Aga Sultan. Those fuckers. Those rotten fuckers. I asked my friend, would you write a poem about the woman killed in Iran? And she shook her head yes. I asked her, did you see how they killed her? They shot her in the chest. She was innocent of any wrongdoing. She was just standing there watching. She was dead before she hit the ground. And blood poured from her mouth. I've seen it before. I knew she was dead. Look at her eyes. Look at her eyes. She was dead. I wanted all the poets in the world to write a poem. I want all the poets to write a poem. All to write a poem. Write a poem. Anyone, write a poem. Everyone, please. Please write a poem. I have been afraid for days now. A strange fear. Deep sorrow of fear. A fear that I know will stay with me until I die. A fear for my daughter. Fear for my granddaughter. A fear for the women that I love. Deep fear for my sisters. A fear for the older women that have washboard fingers. Fear for women that can no longer give birth. Fear of the death of songbirds. Fear for all women. My head hurts this morning. I took a shower and tried to wash off the days of sad memory. I thought of Whitman for some strange reason, Dickinson and Neruda, and Dalton of San Salvador. I spoke with him as I washed my face and the soap running down my chest, my pot of a stomach, pubic hair, penis, thighs, calves, my feet. White soap spinning, soap circling in the drain. I pleaded with them. Help me write a poem that will bring peace in a world that only knows how to kill. Help me put out the flames of the burning tires and make the black smoke go away. Pablo, I know you have tried for decades to stop war, but I know together we can stop the senseless killing. Help me, Walt Whitman, to silence the guns. And once we have silenced the guns, we can bury the guns or melt them down and make huge bridges or even large ships. In Tehran, there are many guns. And all night they are fired into the sky, and there are many tracers that split the night. In the morning sun, there are many bodies that lay in the street, and everyone is afraid to bury the dead. I dried myself off, and there was a wet footprint on the bathroom floor. I dropped the wet towel onto the floor, wiping my feet dry, and I thought of virgins being thrown into a volcano by high priests. And it's crazy. Why do I think of virgins and priests? I'm not sure they were all virgins. But I want to believe they all had the innocence of virgins and the beauty of early spring. I want to believe that if they were not virgins, only one lover would know for sure. And he cried alone at night with his secret. I know that the priests were not holy men, because holy men would not push anyone. They would not push anyone into the flames. Holy men would jump into the flames themselves. Like the Buddhist monk in Saigon who set himself on fire. How he burned like a dry California pine in August sun. And he never uttered so much as a scream. He just fell to the earth in a burning heap. I remember the holy smoke coming from his burning body, and I wanted to stand and breathe the smoke into my lungs. I want to fill my lungs with his holiness, and blow puffs of smoke in the faces of the angry. Blow smoke into the faces of the insane, into the generals, into the faces of presidents, into the great chamber of the United Nations, until they, choked from this holy smoke. I want to go to France. Find the grave of the man that shot the arrow that struck Joan of Arc. And I want to dig up his bones. I have this strange desire to use his femur as a drumstick. I want to march the streets of Tehran and pound a drum using his femur to beat the drum. The woman's name was Neda. And I'm told that her name means voice. I am told that her voice will live forever, like the winds that kiss the tops of cold mountains. Her voice will sing like a songbird in the morning. Her voice will be louder than a rifle crack. Her voice will be like the child that whispers in a grandmother's ear. Voice pure as a cloudless sky. I can't help but wonder if the man that pulled the trigger of the rifle smiled. You know, they always smile when they watch a body crash to the earth. It's natural to smile, as if Satan had just tickled his soul with a feather. I wonder if he could feel the recoil of the rifle into the pit of his shoulder. You can always feel recoil when you fire a rifle. And it has an impact that stays with you forever once the trigger is pulled. I've pulled the trigger before and can verify the power. And yes, always the smell of gun grease. It has power, and a smell of gun grease stays with you and gets on your tongue, and the taste lasts for days and never leaves your memory. Neda Aga Sultan is such a beautiful name. Almost as beautiful as soft brown eyes of love. And this is what we've killed.